talking about the bushfire season for a minute. It seems as though we've experienced fairly significant rainfall over the last 18 months or so, which has been great for our dam capacity and our gardens, but it does have its downfalls. As vegetation has built up and we move into spring and summer, we need to be bushfire ready. 101.5's invited Adam Nichols, the coordinator of fire and emergency management for the City of Moreton, into the studio today to help us do just that. Good morning, Adam.
Hi, Rosemary.
Now, Adam, as we've been driving around, we can see that Queensland's new roadside digital fire safety signs. Can you tell us about the different levels on the system and briefly what actions should be taken?
Yeah, the new system Queensland Fire's put out there runs on what's called the Australian Warning System. So it has a level of moderate or green, which is prepare and plan. So this means most fires can be controlled, stay up to date and be ready to act if there is a fire. High level, which is yellow, is be ready to act. So fires can be dangerous at this point and decide what you'll do if a fire starts. There's a heightened risk. Be alert for fires in your area. And if a fire starts, your life and property might be at risk. So your safest option is to avoid the risk areas. Then you've got extreme, which is orange. Take action now to protect your life and property. Fires will spread quickly and can be dangerous. These are dangerous conditions, so you need to check that your bushfire plan is activated, your property's fire ready. If a fire starts, take immediate action. And if you and your property are not prepared, go to a safer location well before the fire impact. And make sure you think about where you're traveling so you don't go through an area of high risk. And then you've got catastrophic, which is red. And hopefully none of us get to see that one in the near future. But for your survival, leave the bushfire risk area. So if a fire takes hold, lives could be lost. These are literally the most dangerous conditions for a fire. And your life depends on the decisions you make. So even before there's a fire, have a plan in place. And for your survival, don't enter the areas of risk. Stay safe. Go to a safe location the evening or the night before. And if a fire starts and takes hold, you can't guarantee you're going to get a firefighter at your door. So you need to treat that one full seriousness. Your home probably can't withstand a fire in those conditions, and you may not be able to get out once it starts. So, you know, the weather outlook for Queensland this year is average temperatures and slightly higher than usual rainfall, but it's good conditions for fuel growth, and that means it's difficult for mitigation at the moment.
It is. Adam, can you explain a little bit more detail or give us some explanations of how we can be prepared? Now, we do this most years, but guess what? Doesn't hurt us to do it again, does it?
Oh, absolutely. And as I said, with the fuel growth and the rain, it's been very difficult to get mitigation burns in. So we have to be even more vigilant this year. Okay. So now's the time to clean up around your house yard if you haven't done so. Make sure the gutters are clean. Check for overhanging branches in your driveway or access that could block a fire truck. Everyone forgets how big those things are, and if your trees are in the way, they can't get to the house. Have your bushfire plan completed and understand what your triggers are to make it activate. Everyone's different, but at some point you'll need to decide if you're prepared to stay and defend or if the smarter thing is to leave early. Stay informed, so you can check the QFD website for higher risk days and stay tuned to 101.5. That way you get your regular updates and messaging. And then visit the CMB Council Disaster Dashboard for information about risks. And of course, subscribe to Moreton Alerts. It's the smartest way to get your info. And know your risk. Prepare to activate your plan and stay tuned into those warnings.
Adam Nichols, the Coordinator of Fire and Management for the City of Moreton, thanks very much for sharing your knowledge and keeping our community connected and informed. And do yourself a favour, in fact, get everybody bushfire ready this season. Get your family and your friends to listen to Adam's podcast on 1015fm.com.au. It may just save your life. Thanks so much, Adam.
Thank you.